American Family News, I'm Rusty Pugh. President Joe Biden insists he is still running for re-election, even as top Democrats, including Representative Adam Schiff of California, warned that the party could lose their slim majority in the Senate and fail to retake the House if Biden doesn't drop out. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise of Louisiana contrasting the unity between Republicans with the chaos within the Democratic Party.
It starts at the top. I mean, President Trump has exhibited that unity. He's brought so many different factions of the Republican Party together, and contrast it with the Democrats. They're in disarray. They're trying to jettison their own nominee, who is the sitting president of the United States. They don't know even where to go. We're united behind Donald Trump.
Attorney and Fox News contributor Mark Levin says Joe Biden is desperate.
You know, Joe Biden, you owe the nation an apology. You spent half a century in Washington, D.C. smearing people. From Robert Bork and Clarence Thomas, the things that you said about Ronald Reagan, I was there. The things you say about Benjamin Netanyahu, and you saved your worst for Donald Trump. You are a desperate man, desperately seeking re-election, when 5 days ago your party was trying to get rid of you.
President Trump had an assassin's bullet ripped through his ear, and it was all captured on video. Yet some Democrats and their allies in the left-wing media say it's all just a big fake.
There are a lot of questions around that ear, and yet there's been no response to that. Instead, just showing the image of the man coming into the hall with the wounded ear.
A spectacle for this candidate who we know is, by his own admission, obsessed with assorted spectacles. There is a political quest here to mine and use Donald Trump's injury, and whether his allies and Republicans or the candidate himself do that in a way that overextends their credibility will be decided by the voters.
Donald Trump Jr. says this is Trump derangement syndrome on steroids.
48 hours ago, my father was shot in the head.
Yeah.
And they can't stop. Right. This is the same as what they did with Russia. Even when they knew it was wrong, they kept going. It was impeachment one. It was impeachment two. Democrats just as bad. They're out there. They're trying to bankrupt our family. They're trying to take away my father's businesses. When that doesn't work, they try to throw him in jail. And you know, of course, when someone spends years calling you Hitler and a fascist and a this. And by the way, not just my father, half of the country. What do you expect?
MSNBC's Joy Reid is stuck on this imagined threat from so-called Christian nationalists. In fact, she says, keeping the white horde out of the White House is her new life's mission.
The MSNBC booth is sitting in a line with the other broadcast networks overlooking the convention floor in Milwaukee. But it's at the top of the heap when it comes to disdain for Donald Trump and his followers, and it's a really high bar. On the opening night of the Republican National Convention, MSNBC host Joy Reid told the panel and several dozen viewers she'd vote for a corpse in November if she had to. There's only one thing that matters: keeping Orange Man Bad and his torch-bearing racist pew-sitters out of the White House.
Keeping that insane ideology of white Christian nationalism and white supremacy and white male Christian dominance out of power.
Never mind that Reid and the left has never really defined what a Christian nationalist is or what they believe. It's an epithet that can be used to scare the friend and demean the foe, like racist or fascist. But Alex McFarland of Exploring the Word on AFR says Trump supporters are not at all like Reid's caricature.
We're this fearful enclave huddled together, and Donald Trump is going to be our champion. No, we want the Constitution followed. We want the Constitution preserved, the rule of law upheld.
Oh, and he says it's a misnomer to say that only white people are voting for Donald Trump.
Huge numbers of ethnic minorities are getting behind Trump because they care about the economy, they care about the rule of law, they care about families being able to keep what they earn.
I'm Steve Jordahl.
Wall Street's record-setting rally ran into a wall as worries about worsening trade tensions with China slammed some of the market's biggest winners of the year. More news online at AFN.net and on the AFN mobile app. I'm Rusty Pugh.